This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The pandemic is being fueled by younger Americans who generally have little risk of being seriously harmed by the disease, but can spread the disease. We need all Americans to be conscious about their actions and to exercise extreme vigilance.
This is something we've got to get under better control. Hopefully we will as we get into the coming weeks and further into the summer.
All right, so we start off with what else? COVID-19 and where we're at. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hopefully this has not touched your life, although I'm told that there is like that 6 degrees of separation now among so many millions of people in the U.S. as the number of confirmed cases climb. Hopefully you don't know very many people or any people who have died. 150,000 so far of the 4.37 million cases recovered, 1.31 million. By the way, deaths worldwide, 652,000. That's out of the 16.4 million confirmed cases. So where we're at right now with less than 100 days before we hit our next election, a presidential election, either the current president, Donald Trump, you just heard there, is reelected, and it's the fourth president in a row where that's happened, or Joe Biden becomes the president of the United States. The first debate, by the way, between Trump and the presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden will take place in Cleveland. So there were some discussions about Notre Dame being the place where they would debate, but because of COVID-19 constraints, they said no thank you. So they withdrew from hosting it. And instead, because of the precautions, instead this will happen in Cleveland, as I said, on September 29th. That will be a very, very big debate. So Case Western Reserve University and Cleveland Clinic are going to host the debate. It takes place at the university's health education campus. They didn't have a problem with it. They'll do all the necessary precautions and make the moves, because you had two big universities that withdrew. The other one was the University of Michigan. They said they're withdrawing from the October debate. And again, because of COVID concerns, they didn't want to touch it even in this kind of a year that we're having and the eyeballs that would be on any debate and presidential debate and where it comes from. So historic large scale trials of COVID-19 vaccines have begun. You've heard me talk about this for a long time, that these were the dates that it was happening, and now we're finally there. And this is big. It started right before 7 o'clock Monday morning in Savannah, Georgia. That was the first person who got a shot in the arm. And you got 15,000 people who are going to get two shots of the vaccine a month apart. Another 15 will get a placebo on the same schedule. The first trial is a collaboration between the National Institutes of Health and a biotech company I've talked a lot about on the show that I feel pretty confident in some of the things that they've seen. It doesn't mean they're going to be the ones that solve the riddle, but Moderna, and they seem to be on the right track with this. By the way, pharmaceutical giant Pfizer is partnering with a German vaccine developer. They also have launched an equally sized late-stage trial of their candidate vaccine based on a similar technology. Then there are other trials of different, what they call candidate vaccines, which I mentioned, that are expected to begin in the next 2 to 3 months. Keep your eye on this, because this is the future. I mean, where are we headed with this? Somebody said this to me the other day, and it's a great question to pose to all of you. So they get a vaccine. It's Operation Warp Speed. Every American will get a dose. Do you want to take the vaccine? Because maybe you don't. You know, there are people who are anti-vaccine in this country and don't want to take a vaccine. How would you feel about being around someone who didn't take it? And how do you feel about taking the vaccine for COVID-19? We all may think a little bit differently on this one. You can flip me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, as we start our unofficial poll. Will you take the vaccine? By the way, officials will use each trial to see if a candidate vaccine is at least, this is what they need, 60% effective against SARS-CoV-2. About 150 to 160 people have to become infected in each trial in order to prove a candidate's vaccine is affected. Anthony Fauci, the top doc you heard after the president, said results from the trials aren't likely before November or December, but there is the possibility of stopping a trial early if results quickly show a vaccine is effective. So that's the first obstacle we want to see, because that fast tracks it even more. If that happens, then it leapfrogs the time frame just a little bit, because this is also what we're looking at. One, that it's effective, and that we get it fast. I mean, those two combined, that's the key. That's exactly what we want to see. It shows you just, it doesn't matter how much money, how much power, how much influence you have in the world, anybody can get, we know this, COVID-19. The head of the ICU at Baltimore's, one of Baltimore's best hospitals at Mercy Medical Center in Baltimore, died over the weekend at the age of 56 from coronavirus. Joseph Costa, who's the head of the Division of Critical Care there, sad loss. Somebody who was well-respected in the community and was a man who dedicated his life to the health industry. In the sports world, Major League Baseball opens up, and it looks pretty good. And lo and behold, the Marlins, a whole bunch of them, got COVID-19. So the outbreak has now shown that 14 members of the team tested positive for it. There was a text that revealed, the team revealed, that was a deciding factor in playing the game versus the Philadelphia Phillies, because they knew that there was some sort of an outbreak on the horizon, because guys were texting each other that they didn't feel well. So they learned on Sunday that the starting pitcher and two others tested positive for the virus, and that there was an outbreak, it seemed to be, on the horizon, and that's what happened. Remember, Major League Baseball issued a 113-page manual to all team employees before the start of the reformatted season, outlining on-field rules, testing procedures, and a protocol if somebody tests positive. So when they started to get the feelings that they weren't feeling well and that started to spread, they knew the virus was going to spread too as well. So think about them sitting in the dugout, all that sort of thing. And there is a fear that baseball, now that it's started, may have to end up being scratched. Will it or won't it? That is the question. And we don't know the answer to that just yet. Let's hope that it ends up continuing and that this is just a blip on the radar screen. But I don't know that I'm so confident about that. Odds and ends, boy, a ton is going on.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the improved formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
I know you belong to somebody new, but tonight you belong to me. Although we're apart, you're part of my heart.
America and the rest of the world, as the song says, you know, we belong together. We are all in this together, after all. That was the great mass debate, I think, of 2020. And as we start odds and ends, that's one of the things on this show. We had the unofficial rolling poll that went on for months, and pretty much it was split. I was kind of disappointed, I have to say, in that. I mentioned many times that Republicans were pushing the wear the mask way before even the Prez. Mitch McConnell was one of those guys that was doing that, even handing them out at one point. But Harvard did a poll. 79% support the national mask mandate. Yeah, so most voters say they would back a national face mask mandate at this point, but Harvard jumped into this. Harvard Caps Harris poll that was released this week on Monday shows support for the mask shot up as the cases continued to rise in parts of the country. So 79% is the number of voters in this poll that say they would support the mandate. Let me give you some more juice on this. You know I'm a poll princess, right? We talk about polls. And I know you can manipulate them and twist them in different ways, but there's a reason pollsters make a ton of money and why Gallup has had such success with polls of all sorts. 70% of voters say they support local governments issuing fines to people who are not wearing masks. Is that playing fair? Should people be fined for not wearing masks? Or should they be, maybe do you get a warning at first? A lot of grocery stores and stores that people are running into now have their own mandates about no masks, no service, and get out of the store. And of course, we've seen some some confrontations because of that. Not as much now, especially with the president saying, you know, wearing the mask in those situations is logical and makes sense. But it is about curbing the virus, right? So it's not a surprise, I think, that now people taking this poll say that. 30 states have mask mandates, but others don't. The president has not issued a national mask mandate, so we don't have that. If you were listening to me and thought, we have a national mask mandate, we don't have one. Some people think, why don't we have a national mask mandate? Wouldn't this help? The president's stance on the mask, of course, has shifted, and he wore a mask for the first time publicly during a visit to Walter Reed Medical Center earlier this month. Last week, he tweeted a photo of himself wearing a mask, saying it was patriotic. He tweeted, "We are united in our effort to defeat the invisible virus." And many people say that it is patriotic to wear a face mask when you can't socially distance. There is nobody more patriotic than me, your favorite president. So that's, you know, everything goes through Twitter, and that's the latest from the Prez. And there is now bipartisan support for this. But there are all kinds of curious questions about, do we need a national mandate? Could people actually go to jail for not wearing a mask? We've seen some of the histrionics, throwing a food, that kind of thing, when somebody was asked to leave a Trader Joe's, when somebody was asked to leave another grocery store, when somebody was asked to leave a Walmart, and it seems as though it has subsided. It doesn't mean that we won't see some viral video of somebody kicking and screaming because they had to wear a mask. But that's where we sit with this, you know, at this point. For me personally, wear the mask. I said this right from the beginning. I don't understand why it was politicized. I get freedoms. I get all that. Trust me. I'm sure I'm at odds on many things I say with people from all sides of this thing, whatever label you want to slap on yourself. But if we really truly believe and we can't social distance and we're not staying at home for whatever reason, if the people around me wear a mask, I'm appreciative because I'm going to wear the mask back for them. I don't want to infect my husband. I don't want to infect anyone around me who's older that I might see. I don't want it. And the more I think, well, maybe things are flipping in the other direction, then I hear of somebody I know or somebody who knows somebody else who died or something happened, and I've seen it touch people I know. There's people in my world who have gotten COVID-19, not immediate family, but others, and bad cases of it where there was a big scare as to what would happen. Would they end up on a ventilator? Because that's the thing. Nobody wants to end up in the hospital on a ventilator. Nobody wants to go to the hospital. All right, odds and ends can take a lot of different forms, right? So the mask debate is a big one. And the big question of, should there be a national mask mandate? And then Gold has soared. Lucky for the gold dudes, right? 27%. That's a new record high. So there has been a gold rush again. And it's been the best investment of the year so far. The price of precious metal has climbed that much. More than triple the return of the largest U.S. bond funds and towering over the rough 1% return of big U.S. stocks. So that's not good, right? And if you think about it, I went back and looked at this because I can remember what it was in 2011. It was about 1,800 an ounce in 2011. And now this has been, what, nearly a decade for gold to surpass it. And it closed Monday at 1,931, so 1,931. And there are analysts who are saying gold could reach a high of 3,000 an ounce. 3,000 an ounce. And with the uncertainty over the outcome of the election in November, people are hedging their bets. That's one thing, I think. And looking at you know, the pandemic, what's going on with the pandemic, the U.S. and China tensions, of course, the dollar. What do you do if the dollar's failing and falling? And we absolutely have seen that. Low interest rates, the deficit, all reasons why that number has jumped so much to the level that it's jumped, right? All right, if you watched as the Democrats kind of cannibalized themselves at moments during their debates, I started off the show talking about when the presidential debate was happening in Cleveland in September, the end of September, and that Notre Dame said, no, thank you, they're not going to host, and so did Michigan in October. They backed out of that, too, because of the pandemic and concerns over COVID-19, of course. Now, if we look back to the Democrats, they were the show. And like I said, at times cannibalizing themselves. Andrew Yang, who campaigned against Joe Biden early on in the campaign, said he's been talking with his rival about having a role in the administration if Joe Biden defeats President Trump in November. He said he's on the record saying he could help solve some of the problems if that happens, and he would love to. But meanwhile, he has been campaigning for Trump. Yang has been campaigning for Trump virtually, hosting a phone bank, though, for Biden in Wisconsin, has appeared on a couple of different shows, etc., talking about what would happen if Biden becomes president, the economic stresses, and what could be done. And Yang's big idea is that he's been working on how to help the economy function for more and more Americans who are being left behind, because economics, of course, if Donald Trump doesn't get another term, the economics would be the thing that would take him down, I think. And of course, that's related to the pandemic and the coronavirus and where people are at financially. That's why, they're kind of playing with fire. The Republicans are on the Hill as everybody drags out, I'll say everybody, but as this whole thing gets dragged out with this second stimulus, because it's probably going to be weeks before there is a decision on whether or not are people going to get more stimulus money? Is the $600 going away? Who gets bailed out? It's probably going to be $1 trillion. Woo! All right, stay with us. Hal has something to say in the mailbag about dogs and mine. Why are you bothering
me? Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The biggest test yet of an experimental COVID-19 vaccine got underway, with the first of some 30,000 Americans rolling up their sleeves to receive shots created by the U.S. government as part of the all-out global race to stop the outbreak. The glimmer of hope came even as Google, in one of the gloomiest assessments of the coronavirus staying power from a major employer, decreed that almost all of its 200,000 employees and contractors should work from home through next June, a decision that could could influence other big companies. Final stage testing of the vaccine developed by the National Institute of Health and Moderna, Inc., which began with volunteers at numerous sites around the U.S. given a real dose or a placebo. It will be months before the results trickle in, and there is still no guarantee the vaccine will ultimately work against the scourge that has killed about 650,000 people around the world, including 145,000 in the United States. This is USA Radio News. With the November election exactly 100 days away, more Americans say the country is heading in the wrong direction than at any previous point in Donald Trump's presidency, putting the incumbent in a perilous position at his re-election bid against Democrat Joe Biden. A new poll from the Associated Press Newark Center for Public Affairs also finds that Trump's approval for his handling of COVID-19 is at a new low, with just 32% of Americans supportive of his approach. Even Trump's standing on the economy, long the high watermark for the president, has fallen over the last few months after seeming nonstop earlier this year. Ukrainian and rebel forces in war-torn eastern Ukraine have started prepping for a full and comprehensive ceasefire scheduled to begin at midnight. Rebel officials said they've instructed their troops about the ceasefire and issued decrees banning the use of any weapons. It would pave the way for implementing other clauses of a Minsk peace deal brokered by France and Germany in 2015. The conflict killed more than 15,000 soldiers. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
About the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
I swear there are elephants somewhere in this mail room. Welcome to our mailbag segment, katedelaneyradio.com. Go there to find out more about the show, 24/7, calorie-free. Shoot me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Just like Hal did, Hal said, I heard you talking about a dog. I'm so glad that you and Manchur, I think you call him, decided to get a pandemic pup, especially since you lost your beloved golden retriever. Is it a retriever, and what is the personality of this dog, and what's it like having a puppy? Hey, Hal, thanks for that question. That's why I moved it up front. Let's give people some lighter stuff. You know, there's so many people that have gotten puppies during this pandemic, and cats too, by the way, that thank goodness a lot of the shelters don't have animals, especially the kill ones, because you want to save them, right? And having a puppy during the pandemic is both good and bad. So we had to have a trainer come in and help, and because this puppy, Guinness, likes to jump, and he jumped up and grabbed a steak last week. Other than that, he's pretty good. As long as you walk him at, you know, the crack of dawn and keep him engaged, he's a fine dog, and he is part golden retriever, part Irish setter. That's why Guinness fits him so well, because he's got the red coloring. He's got super It's like, actually, it looks like the color, it's almost brown. It looks like the color of the beer. It looks like the color of Guinness. So how about that? How about this? This one from Michael. Kate Delaney, I've emailed the show several times. You've never read my emails. Maybe I'll get lucky this time around. I know you're geeky about the whole spy thing, and I happen to catch this on the tube early this morning. How about the fact that Russia sent a fighter jet to intercept one of our planes, apparently, over the Black Sea? What do you know about that? Yeah, it was one of their fighter planes. I know that they call them the Su-27s. And they intercepted a surveillance plane. We called surveillance, they called spy, over the Black Sea because it was, I guess, getting near the Russian border. And it changed course to move away from it. So that was the end of what could have been, I suppose, an altercation. So it didn't end up, being that, thank goodness, I guess, in the end. But was that plane really going to go deeper there, or did it mean to make that turn? Who knows? But they hit the bricks the second they saw it and went aerial. Let's put it that way. All right, this one is from Joseph, who emails us a ton. Joseph's in Austin. Kate, I heard you talking about Austin. It was just kind of a hellish moment or two with people losing their minds. Black lives do matter, but we need some control over what is happening in our streets, especially, as you know, and you mentioned 6th Street, for goodness sake. Spain is what I want to talk about. Spain's coronavirus cases jumped, so I'm thinking they're going to get blocked just like we are from going to other countries. Am I right about that, and what do they attribute it to? Well, their cases jumped, 6,000 over the weekend. That number sticks in my head because there were a lot of stories done about it, and in fact, the Spanish are being blocked, much like the United States in travel, much like the citizens of the United States are being blocked from some places too. And the they say that this is, again, more testing, and a lot of testing, and that's making a huge difference. And they're monitoring clusters across the country, and they're trying to keep up with what the data is, but they believe some of that is because the health minister there says, well, you know, we're testing more, so that's why it jumped up as high as it did. But once it jumps up, I mean, then that becomes that thing of, well, we're not letting you in. I mean, the United States, who's letting normally in so many places, yes, we'll take your tourist dollars, yes, we want to see American faces, but not when COVID's happening, because of the pandemic, that a lot of those flight paths, I'll say, have been blocked for most people, where they perhaps would, I'll say, perhaps they would escape to. How about that? All right, and this one is from Rick about John Lewis. I say thumbs up, Miss Delaney, to John Lewis. I am somebody who was a Democrat turned Republican because I got tired of the Democratic Party at one point. But I think John Lewis, for things that maybe people don't like about him that could be on the right, was a decent human being. And I believe he had, and you said this on a previous show, many friends on the other side of the aisle. And I think he tried to make things work. He certainly spent a lot of time on the Hill, and I think he deserved to lie in state, if you will, at the Capitol, and that's a high honor. He represented Atlanta for like something like 3 decades, so good for him, and sad that it was so quickly his passing. Pancreatic cancer is a nightmare for anyone who gets it. All right, thanks for saying that. So Democrat, got tired of them, flipped to Republicans, but still felt good about him. And yeah, he's lying in state. There was a memorial service earlier on Monday, and there were plenty of lawmakers who went to go see John Lewis and pay their respects. The president, by the way, did not do that. He announced that he wasn't going to go and be there for the John Lewis thing. He wasn't going to go pay his respects at the Capitol. So, you know, that kind of raised some eyebrows. Like, you know, he was just asked the question. One of the White House, one of the press members that covers the White House kind of yelled out that question, are you going to pay your respects? And he said, no, I won't be going. And I don't know that it isn't a surprise that he's not doing it based on the relationship, I would say, that the president would have had with John Lewis. So that's not a shocker. Although Vice President Pence and the second lady went to the Capitol where he was lying in state and paid their respects after, you know, the casket arrived arrived on the Capitol on Monday, and then it was displayed traditionally at the top of the steps of the Capitol, and so the public can pay their respects, etc. And I mean, you know, he was a key figure of the civil rights movement, and he was brutally beaten by Alabama state troopers in the 1965 march from Selma, Alabama to Montgomery. It's been called Bloody Sunday. But, you know, he ultimately loses. He raises awareness for civil rights. That's his push his whole career. He dies at the age of 80 on July 17th after a months-long battle with cancer. And it's the pancreatic kind, like I said, which is incredibly tough. Tough to beat. And then I got this one from Caesar, who says, Kate, I live in the Sunshine State. I know you got fam here. How about this punk that got all those loans, almost $4 million worth of loans in Florida, and he bought a Lamborghini? What was he thinking? I think that he should do serious time, although who knows what the Department of Justice nails him with. Well, he was arrested. I mean, this story's crazy. He was arrested, and he's got charges that he fraudulently obtained $4 million in Paycheck Protection Program loans and used some of the money to buy a Lamborghini sports car. He's just 29. And charged with one count of bank fraud, one count of making false statements to financial institution, one count of engaging in transactions and unlawful proceeds. Yeah, that's not good. Remember, these loans were set up to support small businesses and others that were other organizations that were hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. And this guy was looking for a big payday, so he didn't get quite the payday he wanted, but he got a big enough payday, and it was 3.9. So he got approved for the loan, but he had false misleading statements about the payroll expenses, so that all came out. He spent $318,000 on a Lamborghini, registered the car, in his name, and the name of one of his companies. So this was in the weeks following the disbursement of the PPP funds. And he didn't make payroll payments that he claimed on his loan applications. But he did go to resorts in Miami Beach. He did live the life of Riley for a short time. Can you imagine? And I guess just thinking, look, everybody's panicked. There's no way they're going to catch me. I'm okay. I'm just going to tool around in my Lamborghini. Thanks, government. Ridiculous. Are people really that dumb? Are we moved from the mailroom to the man cave and COVID-19 and baseball? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
There may be something to watch, at least for now, some baseball, but how long will baseball be with us? That is the big question. Will we even get to the NFL? College football, same thing. But let's start with Major League Baseball. Is the season in jeopardy? The Marlins coronavirus outbreak is not good, and it shows just how easy it is to pick up the virus. Remember, they were doing everything they could to sequester the players, to take temperatures, to clean everything, the whole thing. And, you know, you got 30 people. That's a taxi squad, 30 people. If they're going to play, next man up, baby. And that's it. I mean, they may have no other choice. So if the Marlins season is in jeopardy, I would say the whole league is in jeopardy. When you have 14 players testing positive and now waiting to see what happens with some of the other players who have been tested, it's exactly what Major League Baseball system, the protocols they had in place. Wait a second. Push those chairs back, guys. Yeah, and the woman standing in the back. Push it, push them back, because we're social distancing here in our virtual man cave. Because we don't want it to be like a dugout. So they implemented the protocols that they were supposed to, and tried to prevent anything related to COVID-19. And now we saw, like I said, what happened. Not good. It's just, I think, puts it in jeopardy. Can they get through? Can they get through this season or not? I mean, there's a tight schedule to get the games in. So making up games canceled due to positive tests or other circumstances. Now each team has, the schedule has 6 built-in days off. That's not a lot. Not a lot. I mean, and it depends on when they played, all of that. Like, for example, Miami and Baltimore, the Marlins and Orioles were going to play 2 games in Miami, then directly to Baltimore for games at Camden Yards on Wednesday and Thursday. These are the only scheduled matchups between those teams. They have mutual days off on the 10th and September 3rd again. So do they make an extra trip to make up for a makeup game? It's a massive nightmare is what it is. Do they play anyway and they have to bring up players from the taxi squad? Taxi. We'll play for tips. Oh, now I'm a pro player. I mean, seriously, that was the whole idea, right? You have the backups. So you would really be going to the backups in some of these cases. But I think this is the story. This is the thing to talk about. If you have that many cases in that many days and they just played the Philadelphia Phillies, yikes, what are the odds that other teams don't end up in a similar situation? I hope not. I'm rooting for the home team and the visiting team and any team in baseball, because I think it's a good mind block for so many people. In this pandemic, you know, you start to live like the mythical boy in the bubble, and it really rubs you. And that's for a healthy person. Imagine if you are dealing with anxiety and so many other things, it makes it that much more tough to do. So while that's going on in baseball, then you look at the hardwoods and the NBA, and what happens with the NBA, and they're pretty upbeat that. Yeah, I'm saying the players that are doing it or playing, they are pretty upbeat that they're going to be able to play, you know, get these games in, but we'll see if they can get the games in or not. They've got their own storm to weather, and it's much more physical where sweat flies and everything else. I don't know how you prevent that, but, you know, the players are doing the best they can in Orlando. And supposedly they're adjusting to it, and they're making the most of whatever time they have off. I know you feel so sorry for the players, but bottom line is, can the season roll forward? Can the season roll forward? Some have tested positive even before showing up, and they're taking care of it. I guess let's put it that way. And they're having these scrimmages in Orlando. That's what they're doing right now, but it's going to start up soon. The NFL is such a question mark, I think. Nobody's talking about it being a question mark. But how do you pull this season off? Think again of what the NFL consists of, what it's like to play in the NFL. I know none of us know that. I covered the sport. I've covered so many football players. I've talked to them about everything from turf toe to things you think aren't a big deal with some kind of a hammy pull, and it is. And now you think about the COVID-19. So the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, sent a letter to fans outlining the league's plans to play during the pandemic. And he says, you know, with the veterans reporting training camps, the world's upside down. We know that COVID-19 will be continue to present a major challenge to nearly every area of American life. Football's no exception, of course not. Every step of the way, our focus has been on the safety of players, coaches, personnel, fans, and our communities. Mm-hmm. Our plan has followed the lead of medical experts and public health officials, including the CDC, the White House Task Force, governors, and state health officials. So they have a playbook, clever, 2020 playbook for the return of football. And safety, Goodell says, continues to be their first priority. And it's paramount to the players returning to the field. Remember, team facilities shut down in late March started to cautiously reopen this summer. I mean, the sidelines are going to look different. You're going to have a way different looking sideline. They're trying to really avoid any risks, whatever the risk is. So that bubble environment, the NFL didn't want to create that. It's not what the NHL or the NBA or WNBA or MLS have done. Now, there could be some anxiety racing with these team owners because racing through their bodies, because Major League Baseball, with the difficulties they're having, it's a plan similar to the NFL's. So what do they have planned? 32 teams, training camps, NFL season, he says, is going to be here. We'll see. We'll see if it's going to be here. I'm not rooting against sports. I'm rooting for sports. I'll say it again. I think sports will calm the frayed nerves of some people that are having a really tough time, because it wasn't 1 month. It wasn't 2 months. It wasn't 3 months. It wasn't 4 months. I mean, we keep going with this thing. And the uncertainty really gets underneath people's skin. And then being localized and not being able to do what you normally do. Maybe you're social distancing and you're seeing people here and there, but it's not the same as traveling to some of the spaces you were traveling to. And you get it. That old way of life that, frankly, we will never go back to. There's going to be some changes no matter what. Count on that, that it's going to be very, very different. But what is college football going to look like? I wonder, because I think college is taking part of its cues from what they're seeing in their communities. And if there's huge outbreaks, why are they taking that chance? And especially students, if a lot of students aren't returning to the classrooms in these universities, think of those empty stadiums there that you're talking about when you watch a game. But that's probably the scenario. That's probably the lowest level of the scenario, and then it gets worse from there. Meaning players starting to feel uncomfortable about playing, coaches, and then the colleges themselves having the conversations about, is it worth it to try and do this, or should we just skip this year and come back next year? I mean, should we just do that? You think of the recruiting classes, it's got to be tough on the guys, I'll just stick with football, the guys who are seniors. I mean, that's the big year, especially on teams, well, any teams, but teams that would be contenders, and being told you got to take a seat, keep pumping the iron, keep working out, who knows, but you could go out without a sweet bang and a big bowl game. On that note, we close the door to the man cave and this hour of the show. Remember, we still are all in this together. Shout out to Mo Flam.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.